This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the occupied continents. Financial Times headline, TSMC raises sales outlook on very strong, quote, AI demand. Subhead, the world's biggest chip manufacturer supplies NVIDIA and Apple. TSMC is located outside of Taipei, Taiwan. I visited Taiwan. It's a mountainous region. There are earthquakes. Things happen. There's also the People's Republic of China just a short kite flight away. And that is the threat to TSMC and their ability to translate NVIDIA's designs and the tools, sometimes called fabs, produced from a company called ASML, located in the Netherlands in Europe. Chris, a very good day to you. TSMC is making money. What a surprise. TSMC is integral to the Trump camp's idea of securing the highest-end chips with protection, which is why they want to bring the technology here to the U.S. as well as leaving it in Taiwan just in case. It would be a severe setback to everybody's ambitions were anything severely to happen to that technology in Taiwan. However, ASML is equally critical. You've given me to understand they make the tools that make TSMC and NVIDIA and my ability to talk to Grok possible. Okay, a story that came up in these last days. A colleague of mine, she's in Brussels, tells the story from a good source. We can presume it's well acquainted with ASML's business, perhaps part of the team, that China called up and said, one of the machines we bought from you is broken. This is before sanctions. ASML was selling to the world. And we can presume it's an older machine, not the high-end stuff that is now being manufactured, but we don't know. It's broken. Can you send a team to fix it? ASML said, of course. They service their customers. This is the world before the confrontation we now know is commonplace. The engineering team arrived and reported back to the Netherlands, it's not broken. They took it apart to see how it worked, and they can't put it back together again. I don't know the end of the story other than the fact that they probably obliged to put it back together, or perhaps they sold them a new machine. But the Chinese technicians, as good as they were, couldn't figure out what they'd done. Does that make sense to you? Is the machine that complicated that you can't reverse engineer it? And have you ever heard a story like that, Chris?
Good evening, John. Very common in the tech world. The Chinese try to reverse engineer and try to understand any device that they purchase to be able to determine if they can make a copy or an improvement of it. That being said, in the current generation ASML tools, the excimer laser, which is just part of one of the subsystems within the device, has over 600,000 discrete components within that subsystem. These tools are arguably the most complex things ever invented by man. So the ability to take it apart and put it back together is not the same as if you're doing that on a 65 Firebird. It takes incredible levels of technical knowledge that ASML holds very, very close to be able to do that. And the Chinese ability to put Humpty Dumpty back together again being challenged is no surprise.
So reverse engineering is routine. Now we come to another story within these last hours. The Dutch government, suddenly alarmed by the fact that a chip maker, Nexperia is the name of it, seems to have come under the arm of state security or something like it out of Beijing. What was their first clue? The owner was a Chinese national, and they've now removed his ownership and secured the machine or the company or the IP. The reason I pay attention to this, it's not the story of TSMC and ASML. It's not the highest end. It's Shipmaker. But that suggests, because I've read too many novels, that China has a network working in Europe and that they buy companies to be next door to a company they want to spy on. Is that too le carré?
John, maybe a few too many spy novels there. The Chinese in the last 10 years had purchased several chip manufacturing fabs in both Europe and the UK, had done that typically under a false flag or pretense of being Singaporean or Indonesian or other companies. What you're seeing really is Europe on the whole waking up to the competitive threat as well as the risks to supply chain. When Mr. Xi banned the exports of rare earths, increasingly you're seeing those that are aware of the importance of supply chain components to their economy saying, we do not want to have these companies owned by the Chinese. They're too strategic. They came in under false pretense. So we're going to seize them and bring them back to local control to assure that supply.
So we're looking at something that's been going on for some time, this headline about Nexperia. In a rare move, Dutch government takes control of China-owned chipmaker Nexperia. That's within these last days. That's new, but the Chinese buying European companies in order to admire their technology, that's not new.
Not new at all, and they tried in many cases the same thing in the United States, but you have what's called CFIUS, the review of the sale of domestic strategic industrial companies or tech companies that would block them from access to China. Europe's been a little bit more lax in that, but is now coming to the table and starting to wake up and understand the threat and risk.
In London, there's a story that's called the China spy case. The details are secondary to the fact that two young men working in Parliament are suspect of having passed critical information to Chinese go-betweens, perhaps for cash, perhaps for other rewards. However, the case will not be prosecuted, according to the parliamentary announcement, because at the time of the offense or alleged offense, 20 to 22, Britain had, or the Conservative government had not declared China a foreign threat. Chris, what is going on in Europe that they didn't come to understand that China's an aggressor and is stealing and pushing its chest out to intimidate everybody around it? What was Europe doing all these years?
John, I think Europe was cashing the check, smiling, and giving the handshake. You have to understand that there are specific dependencies on many of the key European economies on China. The Germans love selling big, expensive machine tools to the Chinese. They love selling automobiles. The French love selling luxury goods. So there's been a determined path in Europe until very recently that let's just go along to get along. Now the Europeans are starting to understand that China is not their friend and is competing, not in an open competitive way, but competing via the way that the Chinese can, which is industrial competition with state-sponsored entities. So it's not a fair fight. Europe's waking up. That's a great thing for the global economy, and that will further contain some of the Chinese bad behavior around the globe.
To your understanding, because you have business on all the continents and you have business in the fab world, TSMC and ASML, are they secure now or do they need help?
They'll need continued protection. It's very common that Chinese industrial spy policies would be directly targeting ASML as well as TSMC. So they'll have to continue to be protected by state-level protection in both cases. But the level of innovation and what the Chinese do not understand is that you cannot steal your way to success in making chips. You have to be able to innovate. You have to do that in an open way and have the best teams around the world. And bad behavior is not rewarded. It's punished and continues to limit your ability to grow.
There's an AI race in some fashion on, and it's between the major companies that we know very well here. The Chinese are said to be part of this contest with Huawei. To your understanding, what is the gap between Huawei and NVIDIA or Huawei and ASML? Are they catching up? Are they behind? Do they need to steal to catch up?
The gap is probably 2 to 3 years at minimum between what you see from a high-end NVIDIA chip and from a Huawei. And that gap is further, there's a further barrier to it that until Huawei has access to the most advanced tools from ASML, there is no way to catch up. That being said, NVIDIA, ASML, TSMC, none of them are slowing down. So the acceleration and pulling away first world versus China continues at a pace.
You know politics. To your satisfaction, is Congress informed of all these facts?
I would say Congress is starting to become more aware, but unfortunately, the tech world is not fully understood, especially the chip making side by Congress, by legislatures. It's a very complex thing. They're starting to understand more, but there's still a way to go.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the continents. This is the Scholar Report.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.